Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Lights Silent Unity Prayer Service. Oh, we're so glad to be in the nice sun. I hope you're in the nice cool place today. So let's settle in as Sarah Carr Jordan begins our worship with the daily word.
Journey. I deepen in faith on my spiritual journey. Throughout my life, I have grown. Physically, I have grown from a baby to a child to an adult. Along the way, I have grown intellectually as I've matured. I've grown emotionally. All of these developments have turned me into the person I am today. Even as I've grown in ways I could see and feel, I have also been growing spiritually. This growth may have been imperceptible, but looking back, I can recall deepening in awareness of God as the source of my faith, the truth of my wholeness, and the wellspring of my love. As I have shared these divine gifts and so many more, I have come to know and love God deeply. This deepening in faith has guided me onward along my soul's journey of awakening. Ephesians 4 and 15 says, "Speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head into Christ."
Thank you, Sarah, for that beautiful, beautiful daily word reading. Today, I'm going to give you just a few words from an article in my little booklet here, I Am God's Song. And these are little tidbits inspired by James Dillard Freeman. And this is Prayer is Life. So I'm going to invite you at this time to find a comfortable position. And let's take a few deep breaths as we prepare our minds and our hearts to listen to the words of James Dillard. Prayer is survival power. Through the night may come down dark around the faith with which we face night seems small. Let me start over. I think I skipped something in there. Prayer is survival. Though the night may come down dark around, and faith with which we face the night seems small, perhaps no faith at all, if we pray, always some spark leaps up through the tinder of our hearts. A little light to show us our way. Prayer is life. Prayer is reaching, and every act of prayer stretches the soul. Prayer is spiritual exercise. There are many ways to pray, as there are many ways to God. The way of the bird is not the way of the fish. The way of the babe is not the way of an adult. The way of the beginner is not the way of the master. Yet, there is no atom of creation that does not have access to God. each soul finds a way to God at the level of its own experience. I love that part right there. Each soul finds its way to God at the level of its own experience. For some, prayer is thought, and for some, it is feeling too inarticulate. Oops. In some, it is feeling for thought to express. For some, it's communion with nature. And for some, the enjoyment of art and poetry and music. And the beauty in and out and round about them. An act of kindness may be a prayer, a smile, a friendly hand. Work is often a prayer, for work is an affirmation of creative power. Praise is a kind of prayer. So is zeal. There is the prayer that is the distillation of a moment. Passionate and intense, and the prayer that is the whole of a man or a woman, the living prayer of what one is. So do not pray to change God. How would we change the holy good? The breeze of God blows steady all the time. Pray so that you may avail yourself of it. It is not God, but I who needs to change. Think of those words to yourself as it is not God, but I who needs to change. This is why we use affirmative prayer. At the center of things, there is a harmonious will. This will is life. This will is joy. This will is order. And this will is love. Affirmative prayer harmonizes us with this central will of being. This is affirmative prayer, to know in the face of sickness that underneath are the everlasting arms of wholeness. And in the truest part of us, we are inseparably one with life. To be able to hear discords of daily living, the music of immortal love, and to strike its chords from the key of our own being, to be able to look at lack, yet to drink deep from some unseen well of plenty. It is the ability to see facts and flaws, yet know that they are not reality. Yes, true prayer is apprehension of the changeless truth, which abides at the heart of the changeful world. The truth of life and joy and order and love. The truth of God. And we all seek what is true. And that's why we take time to turn within, to make the inward journey, to rest and trust and know that we are entering in wisdom like no other wisdom in the universe. Peace like no other peace in the universe. Unconditional love. So I invite you in this moment to take a couple deep breaths and hold them, and then gently release them. And as you do, think of moving from the top of your head down into your heart region. And we hear and we can feel the steady beat of the heart that's beckoning us to come apart a while. Breathing in and breathing out. With every breath, there is an inflow of vitality that is a beginning point for everything in the universe. Breathing in and breathing out, we begin to know the truth of all sufficiency. We begin to know the truth of our source, our inner source, God. Breathing in and breathing out, we bring ourselves to a point of relaxation. To a point deep within the recesses of our heart. And we step over the threshold. And we know we are in that wonderful place where we commune with God face to face. And so we breathe in and we breathe out and we open our arms and our hearts. We accept the fullness therein, right here, right now, in the quiet. As we prepare to return to the presence of this room, take a few more minutes to give thanks for the gifts that you have received in the quiet. And we know that in receiving, that we share with one another the gifts that we receive. And so we open our hearts and our minds to anyone who is in need or requesting prayer. If anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you'd like to speak a name out loud, do so right now. We want to enfold in this prayer time anyone who has ever crossed the threshold of Unity Church of Light. And we spread these warm welcome and loving thoughts out into the St. Charles community and beyond, reaching out and touching, flowing warmth to those in foreign countries. And we want to hold our political leaders in this country in love and light of wisdom. And we let those feelings spread over into foreign countries, leaders of those countries, letting them feel that we are one. And what we do to the least of them, we do to all of us. So we want to send vibrations of love and peace. And as we prepare to close this time of prayer, in the hours ahead, choose to be anchored in peace, wisdom, life, faith. Let gratitude be your guide for all that you will say and do going forth. And let us conclude this time of prayer by praying together the prayer for protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. So go forth and create for yourself a wonderful week. Bless you.